Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Most language learning advice focuses on what feels productive, but not on what actually builds progress and keeps you going for years. After years of learning languages, I completely changed the way I see this whole process. I stopped chasing the idea of learning more and learning faster because in the long run, it often leads to burnout. And honestly, it can damage your relationship with languages over time. So today's video is not about fancy techniques or magical tricks. It's about learning languages in a healthy and sustainable way, a way that actually makes you a successful language learner. Let's get started. Every time people ask me, Zoe, I want to learn a new language, or I want to improve a language, how should I do it? I always give them the same answer. Build a habit. Not a perfect plan, not a new app, a habit. I wanted to improve my English during my master's degree in France when I was extremely busy. Every morning after breakfast, I would sit at my desk and do only 15 to 30 minutes of podcast shadowing. Just one podcast I liked, I would shadow it, note down a few useful words, and stop. I didn't do this for a week, I didn't do it for a month, I did it for a year. And the progress was incredible, as you can see the result here. Not because the sessions were long, but because they were consistent. And it just became part of my life. Even when I traveled abroad, I kept this habit. Some days I did 30 minutes, some days I only did 10. I did it with all my other languages to fit them in my busy schedule. When I recommend this to friends around me, they always tell me the same thing. After just 1 month, they can already feel obvious progress. This is why successful language learners don't rely on motivation. Motivation is emotional, habits are neurological. So instead of asking, "Did I feel like starting today?" you just do it, like drinking your morning coffee or brushing your teeth. Once it becomes automatic, language learning starts feeling like pressure. It starts feeling like something you have to do. When learning becomes something you just do, the stress disappears. Once the stress is gone, consistency becomes possible. So, as I said at the beginning, the logic of building a habit is actually very simple. First, you decide a cue. For example, the moment right after breakfast. Then an action. Sitting at the same desk with your materials already there, and that creates a routine. And that's when language learning really becomes part of your life. This habit sounds simple, but it's actually one of the hardest ones to follow. Because most language learners think progress comes from more apps, more books, more methods, more YouTube videos. I used to do this too. Every time I felt stuck, my first thought was, maybe this resource isn't good enough, or so I would switch. And every switch felt productive, like I was doing something. But in reality, I was just distracting my brain and resetting my progress. Jumping between different resources is not neutral, it's very demanding for your brain. Every new app, book, or course has a new structure, new instructions, new voices, and new logic. So instead of processing the language, your brain is busy figuring out how this resource works. That constant switching breaks focus and wastes a lot of mental energy. When you stay with one main resource long enough, something different happens. Your brain starts adjusting to the tool and starts focusing on the language itself. You start to understand the structure and learn patterns from it. You are no longer deciding, comparing, or choosing all the time, learning becomes smoother and more automatic. And that's where real progress begins. When I was improving my German, I didn't jump between 10 podcasts. I just choose one podcast I generally like and stuck with it for at least 1 month. Same voices, same style, same rhythm. At first, I needed some time to adjust to the podcaster's voice and pace. Then I started recognizing phrases and patterns and entire chunks of language. So the rule I follow and that I recommend to everyone is this. Choose one main resource as your primary learning focus. Commit to finishing it. Even if it's not perfect, you can still do immersion, like reading, watching videos, or listening to songs. But this one resource is your anchor, is your learning spotlight. Finish one thing instead of starting 10 at the same time. A lot of learners believe they need to know more before they start writing. More vocabulary, more grammar, more confidence. So they keep consuming and postpone output. But in my opinion, using what you've just learned is the best way to memorize it. That's how you make the language alive. Journaling is one of the simplest ways to do that. You don't need to write long texts. You don't need fancy sentences. At the beginning, it can just be 3 short sentences, very simple thoughts, even broken language. language, that's okay, because the goal of journaling is to think in the language. When you write, your brain has to search for words, build sentences, and make choices. That effort is exactly what turns passive knowledge into active skill. I experienced this very clearly myself. Every time I journaled, I became more aware of what I could say and what I couldn't. Those gaps showed me what actually mattered instead of what I thought I should study. Over time, journaling also builds confidence in a very quiet way. You start seeing your own progress on the page. More words, longer sentences, more natural expressions, and this habit works especially well when it's daily and small. 5 minutes is enough, a few lines are enough. The key is to make output a normal part of your learning from the very beginning, not something you earn later. Because languages are not learned only by understanding them, they are learned by using them. A while ago, a friend came to me and said something like this, Zoe, I feel really frustrated. I keep learning. I felt like I was making progress at some point, but when I talk to people, I still make mistakes. I still can't find the right word. And now I don't even know if I'm improving anymore. What's happening is that she is measuring progress with feelings, and feelings are not reliable in language learning. Progress is slow, uneven, and often invisible for a long time. Conversations are especially misleading because they highlight everything you can't do yet. So instead of asking, do I feel fluent today? Try tracking proof instead. Proof is concrete, you can see it. For example, keep your old journals and compare entires from a few weeks ago. Occasionally record your shadowing or speaking and listen again later. Save voice notes, written text, or screenshots of completed sessions. Even if today feels bad, these things don't lie. You might feel stuck, but when you read something you wrote a month ago, the progress is usually obvious. I've had many phases where I felt like nothing was changing, but when I listen to old recordings or reread my journals, I could hear it. More words, longer sentences, more natural expressions. Tracking proof changes how you relate to mistakes. Instead of thinking, why am I still making errors? You start thinking, of course, I'm still making mistakes. I'm learning. So here's a simple rule you can use. Don't track how fluent you feel. Track what you do and what you can compare over time. I want to talk about something that doesn't get mentioned enough in language learning. The moment when you feel frustrated. When you feel like you've hit a plateau, when you are doing the work but the results don't show up anymore. I've been there with every language I've learned. What I realized over time is this. Those moments are not a sign that something is wrong. They are a sign that learning has slowed down and gone deeper. But emotionally, I know it's not easy. Because we start putting pressure on ourselves. We focus on results. Why can't I speak more fluently? Why am I still making mistakes? Why is this taking so long? And that pressure makes everything heavier. So what I learned to do very intentionally is to shift my attention away from the result and back to the process. Instead of thinking about fluency, I focus on what I actually did today. Did I sit down for my session? Did I show up even just for 10 minutes? Did I stay in contact with the language today? And then I give myself affirmation for that, not in a motivational way, in a grounding way. I tell myself, I did my part today. I followed my routine. I took another step. I like to think it like walking. If you keep looking far ahead and asking, why am I not there yet, you will feel exhausted very quickly. But if you focus on every step under your feet, step by step, you keep moving without burning out. Language learning works exactly the same way. When you stay connected to your daily routine, when you respect each small action, progress takes care of itself over time. As you can see, these 5 habits are not about pushing harder. They're about learning in a way that's sustainable, calm, and realistic. This is how I define a healthy relationship with languages. If this video resonated with you, feel free to like it. If you want more content about language learning, you can subscribe to the channel. Thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye!